What's up, guys? Hope everybody's doing well and having a great day. In this video, we're going back down to West Central Florida. Seems to be a hot spot right now for the mysterious, especially mysterious sky phenomena. Yesterday, we saw what looked like a three-dimensional cube in the sky above Crystal River, Florida. Right here's a segment of the video that was taken by Joni. I'm going to take you guys down to Clearwater, and I'm going to take you guys up to Trenton, Florida. Up here in Trenton, Florida, something has occurred up here that I don't think has ever happened in modern times. We're going to come back and take a look at all that here in just a moment, but first over here at the website, I'd like to wish a happy Earth Day to Misty Ray and Ricky Benjamin. Happy birthday, guys. Hope you have a great day. Since we're here at the website, quick look at the Schumann resonance. You can see a little bit of activity in the Schumann. No major spikes. A small temporary spike right there between 13 and 14, but nothing major going on at the moment. Looking at the GOES X-ray flux here at the Space Weather Prediction Center, nothing major going on. There was just recently here in the last few hours a long-duration C-class solar flare that was more than likely Earth-directed, but nothing major at the moment. Going back down to southern Indonesia, looking at this wild buoy that's been active now for several days, and you can see the activity persists as it's trying to tell us something, almost like there's some sort of a reoccurring rise and fall on the seafloor down here in southern Indonesia. Looking at the graph, if we were to flip it vertically, just like this, maybe this is what the seafloor would look like according to this buoy. There's a rise, fall, each one taking about 6 hours, and then it goes back down, then back up, and then back down. And when you look at the graph like this, you would think that the seafloor is sinking. That's actually rising. Again, if you flip it over, you can see what it probably looks like on the seafloor. It's been fluctuating from 5,090 meters to 5,040 meters. The largest fluctuations, which occurred on the 26th, which would be yesterday, was 5,090 meters, clear down to 4,991 meters, nearly 100 meters, over 300 feet of fluctuation that appears to be going on off the southern coast of Indonesia. And this is occurring slowly, so it's not creating any type of a tsunami or anything like that. Looks like to me there's a volcano growing off the southern coast of Indonesia. Coming over here to Lake Mead, looking at the latest readings of the water behind Hoover Dam, April 26th of 2022, saw yet another record low, 1,055.83 feet. The last 10 measurements have all been new record lows. Coming over here to Southern California, article from the Los Angeles Times, unprecedented water restrictions ordered as MWD declares water shortage emergency, and that would be the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Some areas have been reduced to 50% of their normal water usage from now indefinitely because of the severe drought in some places out here in the western United States. And with Lake Mead getting lower and lower, Lake Mead does supply part of Southern California with fresh water. Arizona, this is its primary water source, and it also supplies Las Vegas. The water rights are as follows: California first, Arizona second, and then Las Vegas third. So the magic number here is 900. If this ever reaches 900, then Las Vegas and Arizona, from what I understand, would lose water rights to the water that comes from Lake Mead. California negotiated a contract many years ago that they were to never lose water rights to the water supply flowing from the Colorado River via Lake Mead and the Hoover Dam, and that treaty still stands today. So again, this is the water supply for millions of people that continues to plummet even right now as I do this video. I want to take you guys now back down to West Central Florida. We're going to look at Trenton, Crystal River, and Clearwater. I already showed you guys Crystal River, and this was yesterday, some sort of a very bizarre three-dimensional cube-looking object in the sky, camouflaged by a single cloud in the sky that never changed shape for the better part of 2 or 3 minutes that was witnessed by Joni. I'm going to take you guys down to Clearwater, where I received a photo from Kimberly O, who also noticed a unusual cloud configuration in the sky. Two clouds, the only two clouds in the sky, and they just happened to be shaped like pyramids or triangles in the sky. There was nothing else in the sky at the time she took the photos. They again were masquerading as clouds and could have been something else, kind of like what Joni saw up the road in Crystal River. So you've got something strange going on in Clearwater, something strange going on in Crystal River, and now we're going up to Trenton, Florida. Video footage sent in by Ken Garten, who has shared with me something extraordinary. And I've been following the sky now for many years, and I've never seen this, especially in modern times, since the conception of outdoor sky cameras. You're looking at a meteor that was picked up on his outdoor sky camera on April 25th of 2022. And this occurred at 11:43 p.m., once again, visible from Trenton, Florida. And you're right, it does happen all the time, probably more than we realize, as most of the Earth is occupied by water. We're on merely a small fraction of the dry land that occupies planet Earth. But here's what's strange. That same camera, you're going to look at three other meteors. Here's one back on February the 20th. Again, same camera looking at the north sky. Here's one on March 7th. Here's one on April the 9th. And here's the one you just saw on April the 25th. Four different meteors, four different nights, same exact camera, same exact location. It's rare for one camera to capture a meteor coming into the atmosphere, let alone four. This is the same exact camera from Trenton, Florida. So we go over to the American Meteor Society. This is pretty much the gold standard for reporting meteors anywhere in the world. Most people come here that spot meteors in the day or nighttime sky, for that matter. Looking at April 9th, that was one of the nights that Ken's camera picked up a meteor. But none of the reports over here at the American Meteor Society are of his meteor. There was one over in Europe, one over in Great Britain, and then one here in the North Central Plains. There was not one reported down here in Florida. The one that he saw was right there. So it looks like Earth may be in some sort of a ongoing debris field. Looking at the latest reports, there was just one reported from Oregon and Washington on the 26th. But looking at Ken's camera picking up four meteors since February the 20th, that is quite rare. It's almost as if something is above the west coast of Florida, something highly unusual going on over here. Something is attracted to this area, and it's quite mysterious. It's attracting anomalies in the sky, starting off with what looks like a three-dimensional cage or cube in the sky above Crystal River, then the pyramids, and then what look like meteors falling from the sky, picked up by Ken's camera and quite possibly other people's cameras as well. And these three over here on the left almost look like they originate from the same exact location. That is so rare. I can't emphasize how rare that is. I've had one myself that was picked up on my outdoor security camera one time in all the years that thing's been pointed at the sky. So to see something like that, it is quite rare indeed. Thank you, Ken, for sharing. Greatly appreciate that. So once again, something strange going on. Something is drawing strange energy to the west central coast of Florida. And this has been going on now for the last several weeks. And these are just the unusual sightings that we know of. I got another photo from Linda E. out of Sparta, North Carolina. She too noticed something unusual in the daytime sky that kind of goes in line with what Kimberly saw above Clearwater, Florida. These are more obviously symmetrical shapes. This doesn't look like, at least from this angle, a definite shape to it, but it does have the same general size, at least length, and it's about the same height as Kimberly's from Clearwater. Linda noticed something above Sparta that compelled her to take a picture of this unusual, what looks like a cloud, once again, just kind of hanging out all by itself in the sky above Sparta, North Carolina. Great job, guys. Keep the photos and videos coming. If you have any photos you'd like to share, you can send those to reports at MrMBB333.com. Thanks for watching. Have a super day and be safe out there.